Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your job holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Fwazy. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Listeners from all over the planet, U.S. and international, and I really appreciate you tuning in tonight. If you'd like to refer the link to the show, it is blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own. That's titled Stomp the Ants. What does ants stand for? Automatic negative thought syndrome. Yes, I wrote a song about negative people. They're always telling you, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, wait a minute. You can do anything you set your mind to. And as the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. Inspiration for this song, someone once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. I had to look at him and say, are you kidding me? Everybody, we know music is ageless, and we also know can't is a word we do not recognize. Now, sometimes lyrics can come quick like this one, but for the most part, when I'm opening up a blank Word document, I have a melody, I have a title. I'm really just thinking about words. You know, what words can I just type and get some ideas flowing? I'm not really worried about structure right away, and that can come later. You know, verse and chorus. I'm not afraid to save something and then revisit it, but, you know, sometimes songs can come quick and sometimes they don't, but that's okay. No pressure at all. Thank you so much to the doctors and nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic, and I'm going to bring this up every week until we're 100% back to normal. When you look up the word hero, the frontline responders are it. The sacrifices they're making to care for the sick and the sacrifices taken away from their own families. Thank you from my heart. I'm sure Bill thanks you very much as well. And we hope for a normal return to our lives very soon. And everybody, please stay safe. Speaking of Bill Miller, thank you to Bill, who's on this show every week, uploading the photos and the music from our guests, making sure everything is good. Bill, how you doing, my friend?
Doing good. How are you, Steve?
Pretty good. I want to thank you for the referral to kind of a new outlet for us. It's Wildcast Podcasters, and excited to kind of have them on board. They're more like a referral source to their audience. So we've plugged in all of our information to the show, and we hope to get you know, some of their listeners.
Yes, definitely.
We have many outlets, and you know, we always welcome new you know, new fans and new listeners, and you know, it's interesting you know, the number of platforms and outlets out there.
Yeah, we're building more and more, aren't we? It just the list just keeps going.
Yeah, we are. International radio show, this is, Bill.
Yes, it is.
Very excited. Well, we got
how many countries are following us. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I'm very proud of that. So, hey, we got a great guest tonight. Are you ready, my friend?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's get going.
All right. Everybody, as I mentioned earlier, we're an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to the show replay tomorrow night, Friday, on the iHeartRadio app, on your Android, Apple iOS device, and you can always go to the website, iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. This radio show concept was based on my first in-studio recording, Original Lyric Stream, of course, and it was my dream come true with, you know, my first written lyrics and recorded songs. That was a proud moment as well. My website, russellfwazymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded two albums. My social media is everywhere, Spotify, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Our hope every week is to pay it forward to the listener tonight, thinking about, you know, being a singer, songwriter, you know, producer, you know, engineer in our creative arts. So that's our goal. Let's pay it forward. And we're going to be speaking every week to guests and the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their stories about their inspiration behind the lyrics and music. And my own writing inspiration has always come from three areas, current events, my life experience, and also family. First song lyrics written in 2012. That's about 9 years ago. And the message I want to convey, if I can do it, you can do it as well. So please try. All right, time for our next guest interview. You're viewing a slideshow of Austin James and the Nomads, and let us play a great track from this band, and this is titled Crescendo. That's a great track. Everybody, let me introduce a great singer, songwriter, musician, Austin James. I want to thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. That's a great track, Austin. Tell me some background and the motivation about this one.
Well, that track came about. I've struggled with mental health for a few years, and it was really about that struggle and how we can come out on the other side of that, that we are worth something, and we can continue to chase that positivity, just heal and move forward and keep pressing on and chasing our dreams and all that.
Yeah, that has great meaning, and yeah, well done on the track. Well, Hartford, Connecticut, you're a native, and we have a New England connection going on. I was born and raised in Providence, Rhode Island, myself, and you still reside in Connecticut, correct?
I do, right on the Connecticut-Mass border. So, frequent both states.
I remember it well, and for those who don't know, New England kind of encompasses many states, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, kind of a big old happy family, and I do miss the falls there. I mean, the weather is perfect, the leaves are turning, and you must love living in New England. Yeah, it's just a great area. Now, how long you've lived?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful, there's no doubt. You know, I forget what I was watching on TV, Austin, and I saw your commercial. Man, I'll tell you what, that was well done. Great exposure for you. And for those who have not seen the commercial, tell our listeners what that was about.
Absolutely. So I am a type 1 diabetic. I've been a type 1 diabetic for goodness, almost 16 years now. And it was for a company called Abbott Global, and they make a product called the Freestyle Libre, and it's a continuous glucose monitor. So, you know, you see a lot of diabetics pricking their fingers to check their blood sugar. I don't have to do that. This device, I just swipe it with my phone or my little reader, and it gives me all my data right there. So that's, you know, I became the spokesperson for that company, which is incredible. And I continue to work with them very closely, and ended up filming a commercial, and they used our song in there, and it's just a dream come true, really.
That's a proud moment. Now, did that come from your management, or how did you get that commercial to begin with?
I'm an agent out in LA found me on social media. We have a pretty good following on social media, especially on Instagram. And she reached out to me, and I ended up speaking at a conference, and I performed, and the company fell in love. And we scheduled a commercial, and we filmed it. Being on set was incredible. It was insane. We just kept working together, and an ad agency in New York City picked it up and decided to air it on national TV.
That's a great story. Everybody listening out there, you better be posting in social media. You have to be there, you know, all the platforms, you know, be aggressive, right? And this is a great story. You know, you have somebody notice you from LA, and, the rest of the story is told. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, people listening to your music, Austin, for the first time, how would you describe your sound?
That's such a funny question. We draw from so many different genres and artists, but I guess at its core, it's roots rock with some blues and folk singer-songwriter influences, but
Well, speaking of your band, Austin and the Nomads, your band members, introduce each one of the band members for our audience.
Absolutely. So, person I've been playing with the longest, my bass player, Spencer Belair. He's fantastic. I've been playing with him for, he was in another band with me. We've probably been playing for about 6 years now, five, 6 years. And then my drummer, Michael Spellman, he's also a producer. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. I've known him for more than a decade. And he decided to join me after I asked him a few years ago, about 3 years ago. Then my best friend and guitar player, Tanner Watson, he also plays keys and does some background vocals as well. He leads a Western Mass band called The Screaming Hearts. Fantastic music there. And then there's Drew, who goes by the name Vacation. He's just a world-class producer. Has had a few placements with some major labels, and he plays some synth and piano, guitar. Just kind of does it all. And that's and then I have another bass player who pretty much plays half the time with us. His name's John Coates, and he is actually a nurse, ER nurse, and I just want to shout out to him for being, you know, one of the first responders and doing what he's been doing for the community.
You know, doing a lot of preparation for the show this week and listening to music on YouTube, you guys have great chemistry. You are having
Thank
a lot of fun, right?
Absolutely. That's what music should be about.
No doubt about it. Well, everybody, we have a second great track from Austin James and the Nomads, and I really like this one too. And this is titled On Life and Love. That's On Life in Love, Austin James and the Nomads, and welcome back, Austin. We talk about the word emotion on this show quite a bit. Your vocal here and the emotion is off the charts. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Tell me more about this track.
This one was inspired by my journey with diabetes and being a father, just not taking any moment for granted, to live your life, like I say, filled with love, while the sentiment may be a bit trite, it still holds water and value, and that's, really what that song is about, is just loving every moment.
Hear, hear. I couldn't agree more. Tell me about some of the artists out there, Austin, that inspire you.
A couple of my favorites, growing up and now that I'm older and playing, I do a lot of Bill Withers. I love Marvin Gaye. I love new bands like Black Pumas, Silk Sonic, Bad Flower. So many different types of music, different types of artists and musicians. So it's hard to bring that all down to just a few, just to name a few. But yeah, those are some of the artists, some famous ones out there like Coldplay and whatnot. But yeah, there's influences in my music from all those artists. That's really what music's about, is that borrowing, that sharing, and I'm just thankful to be able to listen to music and play it as well.
Yeah, that's very cool, the balance between the old and the new.
Absolutely.
So another question we like to ask every week, because we do get different answers on this. Let's talk about the construction of a new song. So we're looking at melody, lyrics, and chords. What do you place in the first position?
That's tough, because sometimes I'll have the lyrics ready first. Sometimes I'll have a melody, a hook. Sometimes it's a verse. With a song like On Life and Love, I wrote that when I was actually on tour down in Nashville. Just was very inspired, just playing with a bunch of different artists and producers, and that song came pretty easily. As far as crescendo, I just had this piano lick, and I just kept playing it over and over again, and just drew inspiration from my personal life, and then a song, some songs can take a couple of years to finish. Some of them you can finish in 5 minutes, but I don't know. It's kind of an amalgamation of everything, I try to be as organic as possible with my songwriting. I guess that's the crux of that.
Yeah, that can be true. I mean, it could vary depending upon the song and what you're feeling, and it could be melody 1 week, it could be chords another week, and yeah, you're right. There is a variance there.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, this is directly from your Reverb Nation biography, and I really like this quote. It's always been important that following one's dreams and diligently striving to realize them will inspire so many others to do the same. I very much applaud that statement. Exactly why I do this show every week, to pay it forward, and hopefully another artist can realize their dreams, and I think you would agree. I'm always of the motto, never give up. Don't let anybody try to squash your dreams. Keep on moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm sure there's people who've told you in the past, this isn't good or that isn't right, and you can't listen to that. I mean, you're in your own pocket, right? And you got to keep on.
Exactly, and it's not only are you in your own pocket, but I mean, it makes you feel good. It makes you happy. And I mean, what's more important than our own happiness? We're not good with ourselves. If we're not happy with ourselves, there's no way that we can make anybody else. So, you know, music just happens to be, you know, our outlet. And making music is our tool to not only receive happiness, but to give happiness as well. So it's all about paying it forward.
Well, well said. Well, we have one more track of music from our guest tonight, Austin James and the Nomads. Really like this one too. More of a ballad, and this is California Home.
Going to California to see my family. Going to California. Oh, it's been a while since you've laid eyes on me.
California Home, Austin James and the Nomads. A little change of pace there. Austin, is California a very special place to you?
It is. I have, you know, a lot of family out there, but I actually, special to me for another reason. I wrote that to my 9-year-old daughter. I was just kind of rehearsing songwriting at home, and she came into the room and just hopped on the mic and just sang that line, "I'm going to California to see my family." And we wrote the song together. So it holds a very special place in my heart.
Wow, that's fantastic. What a great background story there. You and I connected on Instagram, and as we spoke earlier, you have a very strong presence on social media. You know, one of the building blocks that led you to that great commercial that you did. And, you know, to me, and I'm probably old school, but I'm amazed by what social media can do to an artist. You're connected instantly, networking with international countries and artists with a touch of a button. It's truly amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Social media has, it can make or break your career, honestly, especially these days, but it's definitely been a positive force in my career, in my life.
Yeah, the way you can instantly build a world fan base, and, you know, after you recorded your music, then the question is, well, what do I do next? And you can go right into social media free in the many platforms and start connecting with everybody. And before you know it, I mean, you're an international artist and away you go.
Absolutely.
Another question, Austin, is as we come to the close of our episode, if there is an artist beginning in music tomorrow, what advice would you give him or her?
You are gifted with a way to express yourself and connect with other people. It behooves us to practice our craft, to mold our craft, and don't forget to have fun. At the end of the day, music is and can be a very powerful, positive force. And if it makes you happy and makes other people happy, I mean, you've done the world such a great service. So yes, please practice your craft. And please have fun.
That's very important. The three-letter word, F-U-N, you have to have fun. Please tell our listeners, Austin, where they can find you and your band on social media and also your website.
TheNomads.com. And on there are all of the links to our social media profiles, our individual ones as well as our band. Our handle on Instagram is Austin James and The Nomads. And my personal one is Austin James Music. I post a lot on both of those. They can follow my diabetes journey on my personal Instagram, and they can follow our band on Austin James and the Nomads.
Good. Congratulations on getting that message out. That commercial is going to help not only artists, Austin, it's going to help a lot of people. And, bravo for you doing that, and you did a fantastic job in that commercial. And that's all we do have time for tonight, and I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. I want to thank you so much for being my guest. I have great respect for your music. The emotion just pours out of your music and sound, and great insight, great background on your tracks. Thank you so much for being my guest tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute honor and a privilege.
And we do part two episodes, and my friend, I'd like to have you back sometime next year, and we'll do a part two.
Sounds great to me.
Thanks again, Austin. I hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Everybody, please Google search and support Austin James and the Nomads, and please purchase their music. As you can see, they're working hard, and they're having a lot of fun. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please email me a track of your music, russellfoisy@gmail.com. Let me spell my last name, F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. We accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. This is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the end. Just friends with me.